"I am tired of the mages braying," Danny told Yoga. He took his whip to her, and after that the god's wife kept silent. Over the carcass of the horse, they built a platform of hewn logs, trunks of smaller trees and limbs from the greater, and the thickest, straightest branches they could find. They laid the wood east to west, from sunrise to sunset. On the platform they piled Khal Drogo's treasures, his great tent, his painted vests, his saddles and harness, the whip his father had given him when he came to manhood, the arrack he had used to slay Khal Ogo and his son, a mighty dragon-bone bow. Ego would have added the weapons Drogo's blood riders had given Danny for bride gifts as well, but she forbade it. "Those are mine," she told them, "and I mean to keep them." Another layer of brush was piled about the Khal's treasures, and bundles of dried grass scattered over them. Sir Jorah Mormont drew her aside as the sun was creeping toward its zenith.
"Princess," he began.
"Why do you call me that?" Danny challenged him. "My brother Viserys was your king, was he not?"
"He was, my lady."
"Viserys is dead. I am his heir, the last blood of House Targaryen. Whatever was his is mine now."